Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am the system of this show.
Can't do it.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Stamp! My boy Tone, Gouda got you looking bad. This is all shtick, Tone. Don't fall for it. You know what? Something about Curry. I can't put my finger on it.
But he's great.
Play it again.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Yeah, play it again.
Seth.
Evan, one more time.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
You know what, Goo?
He's our guy.
That makes you feel good.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean? Yep. I never really stop.
You do have
think
a heart.
About it.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks, Steph.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Hey, it's Jermichael Green with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Oh, he stepped on the end there.
Hey, it's Jermichael Green with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
That is great.
Did he, do you know if he did that on purpose because of Wiseman?
I don't think he did.
This is James Wiseman. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
That was a correction.
You got it right. Hey, let me ask you this, Goo. Is this the kind of sports news you like? I'm gonna relay a fact to you. Two bigwigs at ESPN just got married. Dave McManaman and Malika Andrews.
Yeah.
Both. Malika, of course, is a host.
Yeah.
And Dave McManaman covers the Lakers for ESPN.
Yeah.
And they got married.
Awesome. Nick Ferdale, our guy, was there dancing.
They got married 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Apparently, and I didn't know this, August 24th, because it's 8/24, it's
wow.
Kobe Day.
That
Kobe.
Is wow. Okay. I put something up on Twitter.
About what?
Kobe. He was dunking.
Anyway, those are, I don't know. It's a cute couple.
You want my honest when
yes.
you tell me they got married, what went through the Guru computer?
Yes.
Is the divorce rate 53%? Like, I'm praying that they last.
You know
it's,
what?
It's wicked out here, man. It just is, and it's about social media and IG. We're not what we use. Our parents, that era, they stuck together. So blessings to that matrimony, Steiny. I'm just 53%.
I disagree.
Hey, like, I didn't like your chicken. I want a divorce.
And climbing.
And climbing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm out, man.
Listen, you've struck a chord with me.
I'm out.
Because when I was 6 years old, they were saying the divorce rate's 50%.
Probably 12.
I actually think
It's just a number that everybody uses, and it's not correct. I don't believe that. I do not believe
you.
I don't.
You walk around the city and talk to people.
You're on the
internet.
I don't believe it.
People would trade you in a millisecond.
I don't believe that's the number.
That's what's wrong with this, Stani.
We've been using the same number for decades.
Oh, Stani, that number used to be 12, 15, 50, over 50. We should be ashamed.
I'm
kudos to them, and you know.
All right, let's get to this underrated, overrated.
Right.
So ESPN has polled 103 players.
Yeah.
All right? And for the sake of this, we will just talk about most underrated and overrated. So there are two categories for quarterbacks. One is the most underrated quarterback.
Okay.
The most underrated quarterback.
I hadn't seen this one.
And then there's the most overrated quarterback. Let me get to overrated first.
Because that's the one you don't want to be on.
Who, if you had one vote, who would your most overrated quarterback be?
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott got no votes.
Are you kidding me?
He got no votes for overrated.
Wow. Okay, can I give you another?
I wonder if that means that players in the league don't think he's that good. So he's not overrated.
I'm shocked.
I kind of am too. I would have thought Prescott was going to get a couple votes.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you my 1A? Go ahead, Evan.
No, I was going to say, I think Dak's, it is interesting. He's a second team All-Pro quarterback last year. He's fourth in MVP.
So that's what I was going to say, Evan. So does it stop Steiny at the end of the regular season? And maybe I'm doing it wrong because I'm going into postseason. Because Jalen Hurts was going to be that was really going to come off my tongue. I said, I'll save him for next. Is Hurts on that list?
Well, I'm assuming that they simply said to these people
in
the last week or two, just overrated and take whatever you want into consideration.
He's 2-5, Dak, in the playoffs, Donnie. Man.
Jalen Hurts is tie for second.
Oh, wow.
Tie for second. There's a quarterback who's considered more overrated than Hurts, and then somebody who's considered as overrated.
You're going to laugh. This is kind of new.
According to the poll, the number one overrated
quarterback. I'm giving it to you now.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. He got some votes. He got 8 votes, but he is not in the top four. He's fifth overrated. You're missing number one. Come on.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's not even on the
list. Yeah, he just fell off.
Most overrated quarterback. I think you're down on this guy right now. I think so. Well, you're down on anybody that's never won a Super Bowl.
Josh Allen,
number one.
All right.
Guess who's number tied for two? It's Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. This is good. This is a fun list.
Yeah.
There's somebody that's got 10 votes too, which is Jalen Hurts is tie.
Oh, I already know.
Second.
He's in South Beach.
Who?
Tua.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, man.
Yeah, so.
And that's coming from your peers, right? Yeah, players.
Yeah, guys who are playing. Other top vote getters, Justin Herbert. Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, and Brock Purdy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like they've got Purdy as the 8th most overrated quarterback in the NFL. Now, let's go to the most underrated.
Okay. This will be interesting.
The most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL. Same 100 people. Who's the most underrated quarterback?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is tied for third. Jared Goff.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go Jordan Love, and I know he's the highest paid up until he got the contract. I'm going to go Jordan Love.
Jordan Love tied for third. Yep. Jordan Love is a There's two tied for one, and then there's four tied for
Matthew
three.
Stafford.
He is tied for first.
Dude, all
most
these damn ties.
Underrated quarterback in the NFL, Matt Stafford.
Do I dare say Dak is underrated?
Dak Prescott.
Among his peers?
One, two, three, four, five, six. He's eighth. He got four votes as the most as underrated. I mean, what I'm beating around the bush here is Brock Purdy won this along with Stafford. So he was voted the most underrated quarterback, the number one underrated quarterback, but he was also called one of the more overrated quarterbacks.
Okay.
And you know what? I get it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you understand maybe there's some haterade or jealousy amongst some guys that took this?
Yes, and I would assume that the haterade and jealousy applies to everybody, not just one individual.
But it wasn't Brock. They giving him his due.
Don't you get it?
You don't use that enough.
Don't you get it?
He used to.
All you people out there that
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It hurt when people don't give Brock Purdy his credit. There was just a poll among players, and the players were kind of split on Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Some think he is underrated. 14 of the 100 people said he's the most underrated quarterback. So they're giving Brock Purdy his flowers.
Right.
But there's still some people who are saying, I think Brock Purdy's overrated.
It's like our show. Some love it. Some can't live without it. And I don't know if you know this, partner. Some what? Hate it.
Nobody hates it.
Yeah, it's a couple people.
Nobody hates his show.
Trust me, man.
No, trust me.
Yeah. I'll protect you at times. I don't want to give you all the news.
Your protection. I need your $100 for the league.
It's not your $100, dude. And it was all a lie, but I'm going to take this. Okay.
Let me throw this out to Niner. Well, if I throw it out to Niner fans, most of them will probably say the underrated part is right.
Because that's truly what it is.
What do you mean? Like,
what, Brock? Okay,
hold on.
Because you said this. I'm about to do you.
Yeah.
Is it the system? that has Brock successful? Or if you go, could Brock, I think we had a caller this week, if you put Brock on the Kansas City Chiefs last year, did they get to the Super Bowl? Now, that's unfair because it's Patrick Mahomes. But, Stoney, when you want, if you want to play that game and there's no left tackle named Trent Williams and McCaffrey to hand off to, I do wonder. That's how I judge my quarterback. So if you were to say, who are those guys, that's how I envision it more so than what they actually done with their team, because some are in a good place. Like Brock Purdy's in a great place. Jalen Hurts is in a great place, but he tricked it off.
Once.
Well, what was last year's? Well, that's what you're calling
once.
That
team was a debacle. Please.
Yeah. Sirianni.
What about him?
It should have been Ran.
Okay. Yeah.
They say him and Jalen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what's going on
Big
in Philly.
Big Dom?
Oh, you know.
Well, Stein,
no, you know what's going
him
on
and your
in
boy
Philly.
Don't get along.
They're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
The streets.
They're saying.
Just like they're saying your boy's overrated and underrated.
Those are 100 specific football players.
Anonymous.
I understand why some people think Brock Purdy is overrated, and I understand why people think he's underrated. The reason people vote for him probably to be is overrated. One is, and don't get mad at me, he's only quarterbacked a season and a half.
Right.
That is part of it. I think Shanahan's a part of it.
But good God, Steiny, if we had to judge him and give him a report card for that year and a half, it's damn near 4.0.
Apparently it's not.
You lost, well.
Well, apparently it's not because these NFL players think he's overrated.
Yeah.
Did they mark the wrong box?
No, I don't know what you want me to do with, like, anonymous.
I want you to acknowledge that many people feel Brock's overrated.
And
that's
I know,
all.
Yeah, and I know this.
But around here, people get hammered for underrating him and not giving him his props.
Like, let's play a game. When you give that to Willard, he'll go crazy to hear Brock Purdy is overrated. Like his defense mechanism will come out.
You know what?
He'll get some. Watch it. Do it, Stoney.
You're right.
Yeah, he'll come quick. He'll turn into Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, and be like, that list means nothing. Because he's a Brock guy, and I get it.
Who? Purdy?
Willard is a Brock guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said he's a smart guy, and then I figured you must be talking about Brock Purdy.
Abanez does not hate the show. He just hates when we talk about our personal life.
Like, what are you talking about right now?
49er whiner. I said earlier, some people hate the show. You couldn't take it. You got all wimped up. And then he pointed out a guy.
You do this all the time.
That might not like the show, Abanez, but I said he just hates when we do our personal stuff.
For those who don't know,
Raul?
Mark Abanez, longtime sports director at KTVU.
All right, Mark Abanez.
A legend in this business, now retired.
I was at his retirement
and,
party.
Oh, my God.
So I was there. You were there, too.
Right. And I didn't say it. Like, what is your problem?
After what you did to me.
There's an insecurity issue here.
Well, that's what I don't have that.
Well, why did you feel
it is
the
what
need?
It is. It
why
is
did you feel the need to let the Bay Area know?
Because you assassinated my character over $100. That was, and it's a bit, but now it's turning into reality.
No, I will not acknowledge that as a bit.
Yeah,
not acknowledge that as a bit.
You got a little cop to you, boy, FBI detective today. When asked the man if I paid, some parts of the world, Sonny, we can be into it over that. Worry about what's going on with you. Worry about my account.
I don't want to get stiffed.
I've been hacked. Luke is telling everybody my stuff. I've been hacked.
No, you know, the bottom line is I don't trust you. And now if I win the league, you can stiff me. Plain and simple.
It'll be in tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Seriously, I will bet you $100 right now that it won't be in tomorrow.
What? This is when it's taking a turn for real.
And you won't take the bet.
You don't even know what you're doing for the betterment of the show. You mean what you're saying. Just keep going, Mal. Like, you mean it. You're subliminally telling people what you think of me.
Wow.
I thought it was just stick at times, Evan. But whoa.
Yeah, hold on.
I need a cigarette.
Let's reset here.
No, boy.
Yeah, okay, it's a bit.
Yeah. It's always fun game.
You're right.
I do want you to pay before the draft, though. Can you do that for me?
I'm paying tomorrow payday. What is that?
It just
Mr. Nice. Flight Tracker. Oh, my God.
I think what bothers me more is you get paid a day before everybody else.
It used to be two until somebody told somebody something. It used to be today, Evan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What time do the 49ers start practice today?
Shanahan speaks at 2. Lynch speaks at 2:30, I believe.
And then they practice.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. They practice at 3.
Because they have to discuss their cuts.
That's right. Ah! So we won't know about Brandon Ayuk and whether he's going to practice or not today.
Well, he might announce they came to a contract agreement.
Wow. Well, you know what? And that's a good point. Shanahan, who's talks at 2? Shanahan? Yeah, he might just say, yeah, Brandon's going to practice today.
And then half
does, does that mean the sides are getting closed? I don't know.
Well, somebody will follow up with Cam, maybe even do it for us. Cam Inman, new author.
Yeah, so the question is, what would it be? What would it signify, if anything, if he does practice today? And Cam didn't seem to, to either know or think that he had an answer for that because... Are they closer? He said, who knows? Who knows if they're closer? So there you go. But Brock Purdy, I can see why some people want to see more from him. It's completely understandable. Completely understandable. And I can see why a lot of people think he's underrated because he has accomplished a lot in a year and a half. And there are a lot of people that don't give him the credit he deserves. And I'm on the accurate side of all this.
Which is?
Right in the middle.
Perfect.
In the middle.
I mean, the dude's off to a great start.
I get it.
And to me, that's where the envy and jealousy come from those that have it and say he's in it. It's the system. It's the coach. But the bottom line is Brock Purdy has done himself a whole lot of good in a year and a half, Steiny, and he's months away from maybe getting a big bag. What did you say? He's making $1 million? That
Something
thing,
like that.
Man, good God.
Yeah, he's making $1 million. What?
I'm just out on everybody right now, man. Yeah. I just need to get through this next two short segment and regroup.
We still got 10 minutes before you take a break on this segment. What are you laughing at, Evan?
I'll tell you at the break.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Sure it's good enough for air.
Oh.
It's Caleb Williams' new heart pendant.
All right, as long as you brought up something.
What do you got?
I'll tell you what.
I'm back!
I'll tell you what.
This is a fake tweet.
You know what? I'm not crazy about... There is something that...
Give it to me.
It bothers me a little bit.
Everything.
You ready?
Our relationships?
No, the guys on... Everybody on YouTube's going to understand. And you're going to have to explain to the people who aren't. You know what I don't like you? This.
That is the...
People make that heart gesture.
Like them telling you they love you without saying it?
Exactly.
I don't see it a lot.
You hate affection?
Caitlin Clark does it all the time.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's like, oh, heart.
Yeah.
San Francisco. I just don't like it.
Does it make you feel soft inside?
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable, actually. When somebody else does it, hey, heart. Hey, look at the heart. It's like,
she does it on the court? I haven't seen her.
No,
do
she
it.
Like she'll go to the fans and like heart and tap her chest and stuff like that.
You like the middle finger, I bet.
That's
I haven't given the finger to anybody in 39 years.
Who came up with the finger? Who designated it for it to me? I always think about that. Hey, my brother did call me. True story. Came and
the
visited
fireman?
Yesterday, the fireman, retired Rodney. And my cousin Elaine, airline stewardess, could have been in Africa. But she chose
flight
Sacramento.
Attendant.
Flight attendant. She chose Sacramento, so she came up to see her Uncle Norman. And they call on their way home after 2 hours of visiting.
Okay.
What's Steph saying to Aisha when he makes a bucket and does... And I didn't know. You know, when he does this...
No.
When he does... I say he's blowing her a kiss. I thought that was it. But I guess there's something to... I said, Google it. You calling me after you didn't left. So do you know what he's saying? What he does when he... After he makes the shot.
A foul shot?
No, a shot. He does something where and it does a hand there.
I actually don't. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when he makes a foul shot,
Somebody will. Younger will tell
Wait,
us.
So
You know, when he hits a three, does something to where?
To Aisha?
I guess, but Rodney thought it was to Aisha. I go, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
We have a lot of people out there that are unhealthily in tune with Steph Curry does in his life. So I'm sure somebody will be able to answer.
That was a weird, yeah. Hope he ain't listening.
Remember when he did the golf thing? It's a game ritual. Oh, thank you. Caitlin Clark. 209. That's Tracy, Stockton area. It's a game ritual she would do to her, to her parents in the crowd.
Oh, so this is before the game.
And after if, you know, she's going to the locker room or something. So, anyway.
And also created an extremely awkward interview with that one reporter in Indiana.
Do you know that that guy cannot cover the team?
Yeah, thank God.
I think his name is, his last name's Doyle. Greg Doyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually thought it was weird. It was a little awkward, but.
He's banned?
But he can't cover the team.
I'm out.
Yeah. Sensitivity at all time high.
Yeah.
Shout out Dion. I'm down on D. They got North Dakota State tomorrow. What if they lose?
Oh, my gosh, that's right. We got Southeastern Louisiana.
Is this your gripe, Goo?
Oh. Can we do it now, or do you need to script it?
I don't
want to
get fired. No, I don't want
to
get
script it.
No, everything changed with you guys assassinating my character and my pay. It's just throwing me off, but I got something, Stoney. We can get it right now.
Let's do it.
You know,
it's time for Guru's Gripes.
I was going to be like, cut
it. Fire away, Guru.
I am, Steph.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
You're going to be upset.
Please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
All hail to Magic Johnson for checking that young punk in Minnesota, Anthony Edwards. What the Ant-Man was a phenom. The world loved him. He was the biggest factor in the playoffs that didn't win a chip. And then all of a sudden, something makes you say they weren't that talented in Jordan and Magic's era? How dare you? You're not like Kobe. You didn't study the game. How can... what is your boy doing? I thought that was lethargic. I thought it was a bad... Steiner, he may never live it down. To tell the fraternity of the NBA... that Jordan was the only one that had real talent and athleticism, I'll let you take over. I'm down on your boy Ant-Man. He is Cant-Man.
Well, let's keep...
what was he thinking?
Well, let's clean it up a little.
Okay.
What he said was that Michael Jordan, was the only player with skill.
That makes... Magic didn't like it. I don't talk to people that... Come on, man. I know that's your guy. Look at you smiling.
What do you mean? It's my guy.
Trying to be a homer.
These kids
just
today.
Just come down on them.
These kids today have no idea what they're talking about.
And, wow.
And you know
I appreciate that.
And like,
but
basketball wise. Like, for example, oh, God.
Why would he say
but
it?
I don't, like, because
Magic
players
got him.
Don't necessarily know the history of the game.
But like Rasheed Wallace and those guys, they do. Kobe, right. Steph, they know the guys that came before him. For Anthony Edwards.
Well, Jordan's like two decades now.
Come on, man. This is the NBA, Ant. You know how many people you pissing off and how blatant wrong you are? Now, what are you good? What?
You said... Does he realize how many people he's pissing off?
Is he talking about Bird?
Are people are pissing?
Like, oh, Stein, he's getting crushed right now.
Like,
even the players. You ever see Drexler play? Mikhail? Is he talking about Bird?
It's Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards.
He's dude, he
24
lost
years Stein old.
Stein today on his neck.
He said something. I disagree with it. You say something that I disagree with
nothing
once every
like
7 minutes.
This is worse than Flight Tracker. Like, come on, Ant. Show us you're immature without showing us you're immature, right?
I think we know that about him. He's got some growing up to do.
Or is he somewhere laughing? I got everybody talking about me.
Because
we got people like that now on the internet, Snotty, and TV.
No, I know. I mean, 415, Larry Bird was more skilled than Michael Jordan.
He is Cant-Man. Wow, man.
That was a text I was reading. But you know what? And I got to be careful of that. Reading a text and then people think I actually say it. We got to get out of here. What's coming up next, Goo? The Too Short segment?
By the way,
take it to the bank. I'm getting out at 2:08 today.
Speaking of bank.
It is my last opportunity to go. Willard and Dibs in 12 minutes on 95.7, The Game.
Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
You missed Kenny Sandy Kaczak, you grown-ass man.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, we talked a little bit of fantasy football. I'll tell you what.
Tonight,
Deebo Samuel, I think, is headed toward a big year. I do. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Well,
I just don't know when would be a good round to draft him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steiny. The dude is everything. I just think it, and it happened in the playoffs. The guy just, and it's not those collisions where he's hurt. It'll be the little, I deem itty bitty on that nair, and then he's down, the soft tissue stuff.
Oh,
I'm staying away from him, Steiny. I really am. I love me some Deebo Samuel, and I'll tell you what. He's carried this offense on his back before Brandon Ayuk was even around. Frozen Tundra game where he was lifting off. This was pre-McCaffrey, too. That's what's so fantastic about Kyle is he's taken different iterations of this Niner team to the promised land and almost got there but didn't. Question is now, can you get your paperwork right?
Well, this is I have a friend, Don, who I golf with out in Contra Costa.
Don.
This is a little...
Don't mention names. D-A-W-N or D-O-N?
No, D-O-N.
Okay, Don.
He says, tell Guru fantasy football is like travel ball. You pay to play. See? If you joined a travel ball team, until midway through the season to pay.
Yeah, if that's pony league, little league, anyway. Yeah.
Just to let you know where you stand
I can't. I'm not going to bust one of my good friends out who's listening to this show. I've seen a guy win a league in something, and the commissioner, who was the treasurer, said the money was in an overseas account. So the person that won in front of all of us, nowadays somebody gets shot. But, yeah, I saw that. So I have trust issues on who's watching.
Did he eventually get paid?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's a completely.
He should have got paid right there, though.
That's a completely different situation.
No.
Yes, it is.
Lucas is holding all our money.
Not yours.
I can hold mine.
Let's get off it.
Because you told
let's
it on yourself you were down on it before this even came up.
Let's get
this
off.
This is
let's
a bit.
Look, let's
just tell
get
the people
it.
It's a bit. My money
it's
is
half
good.
A bit.
My credit is A1.
It's half a bit.
At least with you guys.
There's half of me that is like, he does think he can just do this, and it does bother me.
But there's no thought of what Lucas is doing with the money.
I don't care what he does with the money.
Then why do you care what I'm doing?
As long as he has it at the end, because he's the commissioner.
Okay, so
you don't get to keep it. Everybody pays to get in the league.
This is character assassination.
Everybody pays.
Yeah.
You didn't pay. You shouldn't be in the league.
You don't trust me.
You shouldn't be in. That's basically correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, say that.
I just did.
I feel better.
Film on Mike.
Talk to him, Mike.
Film on Mike. Like, this is
Michael back me up.
You got to pay your debts, baby. You got to pay the debts, man.
But the debt is not due until the end. Why does Lucas keep everybody's money to go buy a new sofa or the entertainment center?
I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Lucas definitely be taking sneak trips down to Vegas. I already know how Lucas get there.
New shoes. Come on.
Exactly.
Let me try
to get his.
You know what? I think I figured out this riddle. I figured out this riddle.
What is it?
Okay, Mike and Guru. Do you guys understand that if I give Lucas Alexander a $100 bill today,
okay,
and in 6 months he gives me back another $100 bill, not my original, it's still $100.
So who cares what he does with it?
No.
Yes.
My premise is, why do you trust Lucas with it and not me to pay you when it's time?
Gotcha.
That's all.
What's up, Filma?
Yeah. Talk to us, baby.
Nah, he got a point there, yeah, because Lucas definitely go to Scottsdale, Arizona, trick off one time. I know how Lucas gets down. He think he's slick, but I know.
Right.
Anyway, though, I totally agree with you, Steiny. Debo is in for a hell of a year. I don't know what's going to happen with the Niners, per se. Debo's in shape. He's focused. Listen to what he's saying. He's talking about redemption, and not in a way where it's like over the top. It's sort of like, you know, let's just play. Let's just get it out there. You feel me? Even when he said earlier, y'all played up something about, because Debo, when he answered questions, he's not always like into it. So I think he more so just said, hey, whatever happens this year, we're going to, you know, me and my camp, we're going to try to get it in. We're going to try to eat. And when I think he said about his camp, I think he meant about the Niners. You got to remember, Debo been with the Niners. Kittle been with the Niners. This is their identity. This ain't Ayuk. This ain't Purdy. They've been with him 4 or 5 years. That's a quarter of their life. 6 years. That's a quarter of their life. However you want to look at it, man. Y'all have a great show. Keep rocking. Glad to have you back, Guru.
Hey, congrats on the new job.
Yes, Mike.
Mike, I was in North Carolina. You got a new gig. Look at my man. I'm proud of you, baby.
Oh, thank you, man. Y'all need AT&T wireless. Tap in, man.
Okay.
Thanks. You know what? Let's take this call. It's Matt in Seattle, who is a commissioner of a fantasy league.
Talk to us, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love checking out your show on the YouTube, on the daily. But I got to say, dude, you got to pay before the draft, because what if you don't like your team? You draft, you don't like your team, and then you never pay, and then the whole other league, now they're saying, you know, where's our money? He doesn't like the team. Now I got to figure out, do I deduct the money from the grand prize, from the second place?
No doubt. Yeah. But see, I'm Norman Johnson's son, raised by Daisy
don't
May.
Bring him
I would
this.
Never, ever stiff my
man.
Friends and coworkers because my team faltered. See, people like that are out there. I'm not one of them. And that's
prove
what
it.
I learned today. The people that I work with don't trust me like I thought they did.
Yeah.
And that's what's difficult. Evan being part of it, they don't trust me, and that's the lesson I learned today. I'm gonna pay tomorrow, and I'm gonna tweet
the Zelly.
That's
why we love you, Guru.
Yeah, you don't love me. You say you do.
Don't
you don't love me, and you don't trust me, dude. You are something else.
Don't you dare compare yourself to your father.
30 years in the Navy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he knows about commitment.
But you're looking at me like
loyalty.
I'm a shyster or trickster.
I'm just,
I don't trust Lucas.
You know what?
And or any commissioner. That's all. Lucas is my guy. I can't believe he gave you my info.
It, you know what?
It was like my social.
You know, it's, hey listen.
How's this account doing?
Is the world going to end because of this? No, it's not.
I'm paying tomorrow. I'll put it on Twitter, the Zelly, to
you know
Lucas.
What? Tell you what. It's not even the money. It's the principle. And your dad has some. And you are still in search.
I got trust issues.
No, you.
I've been playing for 10 years here, and I paid every year. And you're made. I know what you're doing.
This
and you've done it. You've done it great.
Thank you.
And you
I
got
met the criteria.
And you recruited Evan. That's what hurts. Evan didn't even remember the cocktail I got him.
I got to believe Willard and Dibs might have something to say on this.
It was my sister.
No, Dibs knows who I am. We've done a podcast, Liquidate All Assets.
That thing got canned in a hurry.
We went.
I told you guys
now, you
not
mean,
to ask.
You've been waiting for
you
it
for
to
too
fail
much money
for you to say that.
You guys were asking for too much money.
No, we went national.
I know,
we
but you were asking for too much money.
BetQL. I see Evan on there now doing interviews.
Yeah, with Dan Patrick.
Dude, he
could have been you if you didn't ask for so much money.
I do want to radio wrestle you a little bit because this is, dude.
So what?
We're friends.
Yeah.
I thought.
Well, pay before the draft starts tonight, and we'll still be friends.
Tomorrow's payday. That's what the date I had with Lucas.
So bad.
Boy, hey, I'm not robbing a bank with Lucas. You're out.
By the way,
he can't hold water.
Kyle Shanahan joining us. Not joining us, but he's doing a press conference at 2 o'clock today. And we're going to take that live, which means the crossover could get preempted.
Look at this guy.
I need Shanahan to get to that podium on time.
Possibly.
What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Floor & Decor.
Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
What's up? It's your boy Guru. Here to tell you Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app. With over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike those other apps, Prize Picks is just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the money roll in. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. Do the math. 4 weeks, 4 free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. And remember, you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And the lock of the day for you is Kyle Harrison, less than 5.5 K's against the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Download the Prize Picks app today and use my code GURU957 and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code GURU957 on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even have to win to get the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.